Hi, it's Amy with IntuitiveCoachingWithAmy.com. And I did a podcast on building self-respect. And then immediately after I finished that podcast, I was like, I need to do some affirmations. So here are some affirmations to build self-respect. Affirmations to build self-respect. And here's my thoughts on affirmations. They're amazing. I love them. It's one of my favorite spiritual practices. Take these, make them your own. Pull them into your body. Believe them to be true. Feel them. If you do play with the wording of them, be mindful if you're playing with the wording so much that you distort the meaning because, you know, the lower parts of us will always want to minimize the potency of spirit, and self-respect is truly us in our divinity. So affirmations to build self-respect. Let's go. And I wrote these. These are mine. You can use them. affirmations to build self-respect. I know I am worthy. I believe I am worthy. I act like I am worthy. I am compassionate with myself and others. I show up for myself. I give myself the best I can give at any given moment. I stay true to my values. I know what I value. I have pride and confidence in myself. I take action with honor and dignity. I stay away from people or situations that rob me of my dignity. I take care of myself. I cease to compare myself to others. I accept myself as I am. I belong in this world. I deserve to take up space. I deserve to express my truth. I have a place in my own heart. I spend time doing what I enjoy in all areas of my life. I hold my joy as sacred. I know what I need, and I do my best to fulfill and satisfy my needs. With every breath, I show myself love and respect. With every breath, I show myself love and respect. Okay, again, affirmations to build self-respect. Take these, write them down. If there's one that really resonates with you, play with that one until it feels like truth. And you might even say, oh, Amy said one of those lines, and I'm like, I don't know how I feel about that. That's the one you probably need to journal on. Ask yourself, you know, what part of you doesn't want to believe it? What part of you is holding a countering belief? Yeah, let's do it again. Affirmations to build self-respect. I know I am worthy. I believe I am worthy. I act like I am worthy. I am compassionate with myself and others. I show up for myself. I give myself the best I can at any given moment. I stay true to my values. I know what I value. I have pride and confidence in myself. I take action with honor and dignity. I stay away from people or situations that rob me of my dignity. I take care of myself. I cease to compare myself to others. I accept myself as I am. I belong in this world. I deserve to take up space. I deserve to express my truth. I have a place in my own heart. I spend time doing what I enjoy in all areas of my life. I hold my joy as sacred. I know what I need, and I do my best to fulfill and satisfy my needs. With every breath, I show myself respect. With every breath, I show myself love. With every breath, I show myself respect. With every breath, I show myself love. All right. Those are my affirmations to build self-respect. Go back and listen to the show I did on self-respect. It's the last show. And yeah, play with this. I feel very strongly about self-respect in 2024. It's a universal year of eight in numerology, and there's an energy about that eight that calls us to be the leader of our life. The woman I studied numerology under says it's the year to be the CEO of your life. And with that, in order to step into that role and that place in our own lives, we've got to have self-respect. It's everything. It's everything to step into that level of power and agency over our own experience. We must respect ourselves. And, you know, you're going to hear these shows maybe, and there's going to be something that comes up in you where you're like, oof, that area of my life, I'm not respecting myself. That's okay. You know, I think when we look at these things, we can feel embarrassed or shame or guilt, and then we want to run from it and not, that sounds good, self-respect, but oh, that feeling is so terrible. I don't want to deal with it. Yeah, that's where you need to go. And it's okay, you know. Just remember, if you're feeling embarrassed, like, oh man, I really don't respect myself in this way, nobody else can see your embarrassment. I say to people, embarrassment is kind of one of these, you know, I get that probably serves some purpose when we get to get up back to to see the world in its entirety and have that vantage point as spiritual beings. We'll understand the role of embarrassment a little bit more. But then my spirit guides are jumping in there saying, us humans kind of rewired ourselves and created this thing called embarrassment. So it actually shows it serves no purpose. So if you're feeling embarrassed, just tell yourself, oh God, nobody can see me right now. This is all in me. And there's no reason for me to hold back on exploring all the ways that I can respect myself more. This is just a feeling. And Amy says, you can say that to yourself. Amy says it's a garbage feeling. It is. It serves no. And I've been saying that to clients lately. I'm like, that's such a garbage feeling. Not that you're garbage for feeling it. Not that it's not valid, but it doesn't hold any merit. It's not revealing anything to you. It's just keeping you small. And so it's going to happen. You're going to feel it. You just be with it. And you say, huh, this is embarrassment. All right, embarrassment. I get it. I see it. I see you. You have no control over my life. And I'm going to learn this self-respect thing. I'm going to learn it. I'm going to learn it. I'm going to live it. It's going to be a part of me. And before you know it, the embarrassment will pass through you. And then on the other side, you are a high vibrational human that really respects yourself. So those are my thoughts. This is my affirmations on self-respect. I love you. Thank you for listening. I'm an intuitive coach. I help people do really extraordinary, powerful, wow themselves things. And if you have a dream, a desire, something that you're ready to do, then I would love to support you every step of the way. I believe all the wisdom's in you, but sometimes we can't see it. We can't pull it all out. We can't organize the pieces when they're just within us. And so I believe that coaches and spiritual workers have been put on the planet to help people organize all their pieces. So I'm here to help you organize your pieces so you can become the person you've always wanted to be, so you can do that thing you really, really want to do. So please consider my 1-year intuitive coaching package. Information on that service can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Thank you so much for listening to this show. Please like, subscribe, review, tell a friend. I'm so appreciative. I'm so appreciative. And I look forward to connecting with you on the next show. Take care of yourself. Goodbye.